Oh my God, what a great week we have. Hello. Am I Italian? Am I Eastern European? I am a guy. Oh my God. Have you guys watched White Lotus? I'm being derailed. Hello, listener. Fan favorite, Angel Flores, back on the pod. You know her from Queer Eye. You know her from her incredible advocacy for trans youth in Texas. She's back on the pod. So fucking funny. A delight. Okay, this is not one to skip. She gets into her first time being polyamorous and exploring that and really getting into it. And she admits she's not really an expert and kind of a newbie, but that is why it's so great. You get some real, authentic, I am trying polyamory for the first time takes. And it's really, really good. So I hope you guys enjoy that. I hope you had a really happy new year. I hope this year is great for you. But also, time is a construct. Let's save this for the gay thought. Enjoy the episode, guys. Listener, this episode is brought to you by Helix, my absolute favorite mattress. I am getting the best sleep of my life on a Helix. And you can too if you go over and take their little quiz, their 2-minute quiz. It's going to match you with the perfect mattress for you. And you'll be sleeping like a baby in no time. And right now, Helix is offering 25% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/gaysex and use code HelixPartner20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
I am officially non-monogamous as well. I'm going to, you know, explore that while I'm in Seattle a little bit, and that'll be nice and fun and nice and exploratory.
What made you attracted and learn about the lifestyle?
Honestly, I went to Seattle. The idea of being very, very affectionate and very, very open and very, very like flirtatious with friends is something that I'm completely just like, yeah, I like that shit. Like, I love the idea of that.
Got a career opportunity and just fucking ditched us. Fuck off, Maddie. If you're listening right now, we don't need you. So then I'm joking.
No. I'm just saying I do feel like you're like Good Luck Chuck, where people work with you and then they get better opportunities.
I would say, yes, I am left
you're
in
like
the dust
pipeline
frequently.
To success.
Yes, and never for myself, it seems. But yeah, I hope that I elevate people.
It's good points for heaven when you help other people to succeed.
It would be so nice if there were a heaven.
Yeah.
Because I think we just got real deep. Do you think you would go to heaven, Angel?
Honestly, like, I don't even need a heaven. I just need like a leaderboard of like all the shit that I've done throughout my life.
You're just in hell, like, but you were number one.
Just a couple gold
like,
stars.
And it's like stupid stuff. Like, how much Chick-fil-A have I eaten in a lifetime? Like shit like that. Like, how much time have I wasted sitting in bed staring at the ceiling? Like, what? I need like these statistics for my life.
Scrolling TikTok.
Yeah, the just the endless hours.
Well, you can actually get that information though. That is that's available on your phone.
Yeah, you're like, that's called data.
And I love it. I'm obsessed with it. Well, we're in the apartment. We're having gay sex. We're having gay sex with Angel Flores and Hannah Berner today because Maddie is fucking killing it. Maddie is killing it. Go support Maddie on their Instagram. Maddie, do you know Maddie?
Yeah, Maddie Wiener.
Yeah, phenomenal.
She's
comedian,
hilarious. What is she
right?
up to? What she
She's
do?
In Pittsburgh at the Improv, opening for Matteo Lane.
Oh,
wow!
Isn't that great?
Wow!
Yeah, Phantom, also another guest. And then, what
love
happened
your fake
was?
Happiness.
No, that's genuine. That's genuine happiness.
Opening for Matteo Lane.
Opening for someone who sells more tickets than I do.
No one's counting. No one's counting.
It's not on a leaderboard in purgatory or anything like that. No one has that data except for me. I have all the data.
You have all the comics ranked
bro,
for their ticket sales.
Bro, I could probably tell you. Angel, this is the part too. Maybe you don't know about me. I am a data fanatic. I'm nuts.
Yeah, I feel like the comedy needs a balance. Like there's like the comedic part of you and then just like raw numbers.
I love balancing out my neuroticism by more neuroticism. Just a different type of obsession.
I asked her stand-up advice and she pulled out a book. Most comics don't even know how to write. She pulled out a book that has like the duration of laughter and duration of jokes of her entire set.
I
like
calculate laughs per minute and I grade the laughs and everything. Laughs per minute is huge.
Is it being a good data scientist or is it just being an overthinking anxiety freak?
That is such a great question, and I don't know the answer.
Is that just a valid question?
Because sometimes I don't know what has made me this way.
It's a thin line, but that's like success. Some people, it's like, are they really great at what they do, or do they have an obsession with...
Thank you so much for saying such kind things about me on my podcast.
Look, real recognize real. I come to keep it real with you because I love you.
And I love you too. And you are one of the best podcasters out there. You're so funny. And Angel, I think, is one of our fan favorites. So I'm actually really, really excited for this. But I have to tell the story about how Hannah got here. Because we were joking about it earlier, but when I realized that we had a miscommunication and Maddie was like, oh my God, I'm not going to make it. I'm so sorry. And I was like, of course, you know, go do your set. But then I had 34 minutes to find a co-host. So I've texted every gay person in New York City, basically, is what every gay person that I know. And then when you hit the bottom of the gay and the trans pool and you start running out of pansexuals, that's when you turn to the straights. That's when you say, okay, who's gay enough?
On the spectrum, I'm the gayest straight person you know.
You really are. You are a butchy straight woman. I'm so glad that you're here. And I came up with a little pun for you today. Because, you know, I have Cancel Coach. I have the Hall Monitor. I have Youth in the Sound Booth. Yep. And Hannah, today you are the angry ally. Getting offended on behalf of people you don't really know that well.
Give me an excuse to fight and I'm there. I don't even have to know what I'm talking about.
We need some of that straight anger.
Yes, we've got straight anger on the pod today.
Privileged anger.
Yes, just white woman privilege. Just for that one gay friend she went to brunch with that she knows from college. Don't you dare talk about my friend that way. I haven't talked to him in 9 years, but I have a gay friend. It's Hannah Berner.
I mean, if straight white women know how to get together to cancel someone... They truly do.
They do. And then I guess we'll introduce ourselves. I'm Ashley Gavin. I'm a cis gay white woman. She, her pronouns. Angel, do you mind introducing yourself? Well, Angel, you're now, I would consider you a content creator now. When we had you last time,
you were
famous from Queer Eye, but now you're really doing your own thing on the internet. It's very exciting.
Yeah, I really just took this year to kind of figure out like what the fuck was going on.
Yeah,
because it went from like 1,000 followers to 138 followers in about 60 days. So I really
138,000. Yeah. She didn't lose 9,900 followers from her appearance on. I just want to make that clear.
No, 138,000 people who for some reason give a shit about what I have to say.
Well, of course.
Sorry. Let me take some more confidence in this.
Yeah,
of course they want to know what I have to say as a trans woman of color with opinions and thoughts.
This is so exciting for you. Your head nodding. You're like, yes.
Oh, I am like angry allying right now. Let's fucking go. You tell them.
Well, you haven't said anything yet, but like you tell them.
I'm the girl in the background of the rap video just hyping like, yeah, bitch. Yes, bitch. You tell them, bitch. And then they ask me a question. I'm like, ask her. I don't know.
I'm here for the clout.
Well, anyway. If I have to do a full introduction, I am Angel Joy Flores herself. I am a content creator, coach, still an athlete, even though I haven't competed much recently. And I'm just trying to find my little trans way in this little trans life and bring as many people along as I can.
I thought you were going to say trans world. And I was like, you know, a lot of people wouldn't agree with that statement. I've been reading the Facebook comments, you know,
read Facebook comments. Are you sick?
I'm sick.
Disturbed. Oh my gosh.
I have,
because that's
issues.
Next level Facebook. Comments?
Yeah. Are you on Facebook, Angel? It's a nightmare. I definitely, I'm on there for the first time.
See, it's funny there. I did like one job this year, for a company that wanted to specifically advertise on Facebook. And I got an email in about a week that said, hi, so we're going to be turning off the comments for all of our ads.
Honestly.
And I was like, okay, it's fine.
You did your job.
There are so many people that won't turn off the comments. They won't honestly. Even delete comments.
Because engagement is engagement.
Because it's engagement. Well, like I've heard about, you know what? I don't give a fuck. I heard Comedy Central won't delete some of the more phobic comments because the higher ups have this like philosophy that you don't want to like
like damage any relationship with the customer. Mm-hmm. So yeah. if the customer is transphobic, like the customer is always right. So it's like, you know what I mean? So like they don't delete the cut. They just leave it up. And it's like, well,
the hard thing is whenever a video goes viral, I feel like that's when the bigots come out.
Yeah.
Can you say bigot?
Can you say bigot? What?
That was
an ally moment right there.
You know what? This is going to sound nuts, and I am very brave for what I'm about to say, but yeah, we're going to say bigots are bad on this podcast.
Is that crazy say that I fucking hate bigots? No, but once a video of mine goes viral, that's when like the sexism comes
you
in.
You reach like
that's
5 million.
That's how you know your video's done well. Yeah, once it attracts people who are not fans of yours.
Honestly, yes. 100%. 100%. Like the only negative comments I get is on the stuff that goes super viral. And I'm
super
like,
viral,
how am I supposed to complain? Yeah.
That's when you stop looking at those comments. But also there's a part of you that's like, good. You want your voice to be heard by people who aren't always having conversations about stuff that you
know.
No,
it's true.
About.
And it's absolutely. Like, did you make an impact? It's hard to really know.
Or did you just like fuel the fire?
Right, exactly.
For their
or
bullshit?
Did you just add? Yeah.
Like if I have a thing that goes viral, that's like not the funniest stand-up clip. And then the men are like, women aren't funny. I'm like, no, I hurt feminism. That wasn't my best bit, I swear.
No, sometimes it's like that though. Sometimes you put out content and you're like, look, I know this isn't the best bit. But yeah. I knew it would
or
go viral.
Or goes viral of me talking about a vagina and then everyone's yes, like, yep, yeah, another girl yeah, talking about yeah. pussies. And I'm like, I have a joke about mass murders.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And then you're like, but those never go viral. That's the thing.
Because they're smart.
Because the smart, nuanced jokes don't go
but when
viral.
When I talk about like labia lip slapping, everyone's like, hey.
That's funny.
That is funny.
I don't even know what the joke was.
Make your labia lip slap. That's my feminist action.
You guys have something in common. Angel, Hannah is like a professional level athlete as well. She was like a huge tennis star.
I was a tennis player back in the day.
Oh, hell yeah. Back in the day? Like how back in the day?
So I'm 31. I played professionally for a short amount of time. Then I went to the University of Wisconsin.
Hell yeah.
On a full ride. And then I decided.
A small flex.
What
small
the fuck,
flex.
Dude?
What?
Are you didn't pay a cent. All my books were paid for and everything.
Are you trying to tell women they should not be proud of their accomplishments?
Excellent angry allyship. Really, really good.
Am I not supposed to take up space in this conversation with my hard work and success?
Excuse me, please.
But anyway, onward. After tennis, I realized I had a creative side to me and I wanted to start to pursue that because I had been, you know, if you get to a certain level in athletics, it has to be your entire life. And I
absolutely.
Wanted to search for some other sides of myself.
Absolutely. Yeah. I completely understand what that feels like. And as somebody who doesn't have a creative side, but is forced to use it on a daily basis. I
don't believe that.
Completely congratulate you for finding your creative side.
I think that everyone
side,
has a
really?
Creative side.
It's so no, funny I do not create. Like the videos I put out are like, oh, this looks cool, I guess. And
that
I
makes me
want to
die. Every day I'm trying to go viral. This bitch, I guess I'll make this. And you have
like,
100,000
like,
new followers overnight.
Trying to balance like carrying my phone everywhere and taking photos of everything and not doing that is absolute hell. So I just kind of like stop sometimes like, oh, I should probably film this, shouldn't I? Like, and
well,
usually
it must
those
be
clips
weird.
Are,
it must
yeah.
be weird to go from like not like just dealing with all your stuff on your own to then the whole world having access to it and then you choosing what you want to show to the world.
I mean, that is 100%. A huge part of something that I'm going to do some allyship because while I am gayer than you, I am equally trans as you, which mm-hmm. is in that not at all. Mm-hmm. So, but I wanted to, one thing that I saw from my fans is this anxiety, this pandemic transition anxiety where it's like you're transitioning basically in private, right?
Yeah.
A lot of people I don't know if you agree with this, but it seems to me like a lot of people figured out that they were trans during the pandemic.
I mean, when you're forced to sit at home and stare at the TV and think about yourself, some things kind of do come up and bubble up.
For sure.
Honestly, like transitioning during the pandemic for me was a privilege. Like I just came out to like 2 years after, I mean, like once everything started reopening, I just kind of like showed my face like, oh yeah, I look really different now.
She's gorgeous.
Hello, friends. Thank you. Well, that's allyship right there.
Gold star for me.
It's hard for me to call a woman gorgeous.
Why? You should talk to someone about that.
No, because like, no, shut up. Because when I call a woman, I can't do what you just did. You calling a woman gorgeous is like a straight thing. Yeah, when I call a woman gorgeous, I feel like I've exposed my heart.
Oh, see, I haven't learned this yet. This is something I haven't learned yet. So I just waltz around the world. Like, you are the most gorgeous person I've ever met in my entire life. Can I just fall in love with you and eat you up every single day? And that's how I talk to everybody.
So people don't know if you're hitting on them or you're just complimenting them.
Oh, 100%.
But that's mysterious
as shit.
How do
you identify? Are you gay or what?
I think what we said it on last podcast that I'm just queer, and okay. I think I'm still going to just sit with queer because, like, women, but also like non-binary people are just like hitting the spot sometimes, and well, most of the time, and like men occasionally.
Hannah's actively learning right now, just by the way.
This just is through my facial
expressions. This is a crash course. This episode like could not be gayer. Like, you're really being exposed to gay culture.
I grew up in Park Slope, Brooklyn. It invented being gay.
That's true.
No, but it's so interesting to hear. Have your attractions changed since you've become more aware of kind of your own identity?
I think so. I think that's a great question. Yeah, like a huge applause on the ally question right now.
Oh, thank you.
Great ally question. We're big allies on the We're Having Gay Sex podcast.
Big allies.
I'm actually straight.
Shut up.
I just started the We're Having Gay Sex podcast as a form of allyship for the community.
Clickbait title incoming.
Literally.
You're right. That is clickbait. That's a great question, though. Let's go back to it.
Let's go for it. I think that before transition, I was very strict on just dating girls because there was probably some insecurity somewhere in there and like a lot of masculinity issues, if I'm being completely honest. Mm. And now that I'm like out and about in the world as this beautiful, beautiful woman, I'm realizing that things just don't have to matter to me like that. Like a lot of people... They like having their labels and they like having their like, this is the box that I fit in. And I'm like, yeah, but I can't sit in a box. I have really bad ADHD. So we're just gonna spread out and see what works. I have big news for the world.
You're dropping it here?
Yeah, I'm dropping it on the We're Having Gay Sex podcast.
We're probably not as big as you think we are.
No, you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised how many people didn't DM me about Queer Eye. They DM me off this podcast. Like, oh my God, you're the girl from We're Having Gay Sex. And I'm like, yeah, that's that me.
So Ashley goes, if a tree falls in a forest and no one hears it, did it fall?
If you do a podcast, but only a few queer people listen, no. Did you even say anything?
I feel like this is top tier queer news where you need to go to drop
the tea. In terms of queer stuff, yes, we're probably number one or number two now that I've started another podcast.
Wait, let her tell the tea. Now
I'm like, well, let me make this about me. Let's just make sure we know the platform that the tea is being served on. Good allyship.
Okay. Major allyship. Can we get like an allyship alert? Hey, yeah, fun drinking game for the
And then when I fuck up, give me like a
for
boo.
The audience.
Yeah, we can do a... Well, you haven't had a boo yet. I think it's mostly been me.
Well, yeah, I need to
promoting
build myself
my own
up.
Podcast that you're already listening to.
Oh my God.
So the tea.
The tea is that in about a month, I will be moving from Austin to Seattle.
Oh, great. I think I already knew this tea.
Did you know this? Oh, I probably like slipped it to you at some point.
Maybe.
But
what's
like,
the reasoning?
Most people don't know.
Like women's rights and queer rights, I would imagine. Is that why you're moving?
Kinda. So this actually goes back into the other question about sexuality, because I went up and I met the most handsome man I have ever met in my entire life. And he looked at me and he offered me a job.
I I did not see it going that direction.
I know. He offered me
healthcare. And then you were like, you are the most handsome man I've ever met. Did you just offer me healthcare and
401k, benefits? I just came.
Oh my God.
I knew somehow your jawline got even stronger after you mentioned that it's 3 weeks paid vacation. I didn't realize.
Suddenly all the toxic masculinity is gone now that I see a paycheck.
Oh my God. No, I went up and I
You're
met this amazing...
straight for healthcare.
I met this amazing team of queers who are running the gym system in Capitol Hill in Seattle.
What does the gym system mean?
The gym system. Well, there's like the only major gym in the area. There's like some other ones, but they have like this like whole system. They have two locations that are very active. They're opening up an expansion on their main gym, and they're opening up a third location, and I will be head coaching at that third location.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
I've been to Seattle every month for the last 6 months. And every time I go, they're like, won't you just move already? So it's official. I'm officially moving
now,
to Seattle.
Congrats.
That's so cool. Now, you are aware that everyone works in Amazon.
Well, I'm also aware that everybody also wants to move and get up and work out. So
good.
Yeah. All those people at Amazon on their desks.
All those
people
at Amazon.
I don't know.
Once they're sick and tired of working in the warehouse all day, they come and get even more sick and tired by being coached by me.
And at least they'll lift better. Well, should we get into the gay sex?
Yeah.
Listener, one of the best ways to support this podcast is to come see me live, okay? It's a really great way to just support the whole team and everything that we do here. So get on my text list or my email list. It's international, both of them. AshleyGavin.com. Go sign up, and I'll literally text you when I'm in your area. So you don't have to hear all these plugs. You can skip right by them. Don't even worry about your city. Just get on one of those two things, and I will let you know, okay? Because there's a lot of cities coming, and I just remaking this announcement over and over again. We all think it's annoying. You do. I do. Get on the text list, you piece of shit. Listener, spring has sprung. Love is in the air, and that means you need your Helix mattress. You don't want to bring a girl home and have her crawl into your bed and feel like shit the next day, and then she takes it out on you and never sees you again. Help your boo-thang get a good night's sleep on a Helix mattress. Go to helixsleep.com/gaysex. Take the 2-minute mattress quiz, and you'll find out which mattress is best for you. And it's no stress. You get 100 nights to try it, and there's a 10 to 15 year warranty. So don't sweat this decision. But I know you're going to love it because you don't have to take my word for it. Helix has been awarded the #1 mattress picked by GQ and Wired magazine. It's even recommended by multiple leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine as a go-to solution for improving your sleep. Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/gaysex and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. I have kind of a funny little story for this week.
What?
What?
The way you said little story.
Why are you mocking me? What did I do to you, Hannah?
No, I'm not mocking you. Because I just envisioned some wild, crazy story that you're going to tell. But
well,
it's prefaced
kind of,
it.
It's funny.
Yeah.
It's not a huge story, I got to say. Like, well, let me think if there's
Don't
a huge...
judge the story so
well,
hard.
Well, do you want one where we... What do you guys want? I have kind
I want
of...
dirty fucking.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
I came here for gay sex.
Dirty is that the allyship fucking. Button? It's, can we
yeah,
get
that
the
was
the allyship button. That was allyship.
It's never too much for Hannah Berner. Okay. Dirty fucking.
But also, if you liked your other story, I want to support either story. Wrong button.
I contain multitudes.
I'm supportive of all kinds of gay sex, even if it's not crazy and wet.
Very good. I guess my life is just like, should I be vulnerable?
Yes.
I feel off.
Yes.
I've been off the past couple weeks. I'm tired from touring. I don't know how often you're touring. How often are you touring?
A lot.
Don't you think it affects your body?
All you do is you want to get on the road and tour, but then people don't talk about how the rest of your life has to change.
It falls apart.
To keep yourself above water.
Yeah.
I can't
imagine.
Because
you can't be what you did before and then also be touring all over the nation expending all this energy, getting the highs and dopamine hits from connecting with these people that you love, and then just like continue working as much during the week.
Yeah, and I haven't changed my work schedule. I'm outputting more rather than less. Mm-hmm. And I this is something that I don't talk about very often on the podcast, but I have a chronic pain issue. Mm-hmm. I'm in PT. I'm in acupuncture. I calculated it. I'm spending 5 hours a week on wellness alone, just trying to, you know.
Well, I'm glad that you're coping with it.
I mean, I'm trying, but yeah. It's like a lot. And
is
so,
it stress related?
No, it's not stress related. I have like a genetic thing, mm-hmm. that makes my joints really loose. I mean, I could probably
fuck your ancestors.
Learn a lot from you, Angel. But yes, fuck what's, my what's ancestors.
The, well, what's EDS, the, do you I know mean, what EDS. It's called? EDS. Interesting.
Universe Danlos. So oh, my okay. joints don't hold very well, so I can get some chronic pain, particularly my hip. So I'm going through a lot, trying to balance everything. Sleep has been an issue. And I've gotten sick 3 times in the last 2 months because my body is just like falling apart. This is why I wanted to have lunch with you, because I'm feeling, I don't know if people, this is not gay sex. Well, this is actually the gayest sex that I could possibly talk about. It's self-reflection. I'm going to give myself an allyship. I'm an ally to myself.
I'm supporting myself. Yeah.
Yeah. So like I said, you know, I got my hair cut yesterday, and someone, my hairdresser was like, how's your business going? And I said, I don't know. I have problems with self-assessment. And I just feel like everything is going well, and I am not happy. You know what I mean? Like, I'm at this point where it's like,
yeah, absolutely. I completely relate to that. Keep going.
When you're in it, you're not going to feel it. Like, it's like when you're depressed, how, you know, when you're in depression, you don't really know you're depressed till you're out of it. It's like later on, you're going to be like, holy shit, I was doing so well. But when you're in it, it's like you actually can't process it.
Part of it is time. I'm very time poor. Every minute of the day I'm doing something, so I can't just sit, and I'm tired and I'm in pain. So I can't just sit and like look at this studio and be like, look what you did. Look, you made a thing. You made a thing. Like, you should be proud of yourself.
Well, you're at the point where you need to start saying no to things, which is insane for comics, because all we're taught is to like try to get anything we can when we're coming up.
Yeah. And the other issue is I'm at this critical transitional point. This is my transition, Angel.
Yeah, of course.
Probably more
did
difficult
you just
than
equate
yours.
Your, okay, yes, I need I a boo. I need a boo. Where's
right
the boo?
There, right there.
I apologize on her behalf. As the straight white woman here, I will call her manager immediately after that.
Alex,
I'm offended. Tell us about your transition.
This is definitely exactly the same as both a social, medical, emotional transition from one gender to another. That's what I'm saying. These are exactly the same. Cancel me. I, Ashley Gavin, am transitioning. So, but the point that I'm at is like,
clip,
I'm not
clip
quite
that.
As, I'm not,
clip
what's that?
That. Clip that.
It's so funny because I can only make that type of joke with a trans person in the room. You know what I mean?
Because no,
you have to laugh, or otherwise all the cis people are going to be like, Jesus.
I'm just waiting for her
Christ.
Responses. I'm just following her.
Right, exactly. No, yeah, definitely keep being like.
Or I get madder until she tells me to stop.
Well, you just, we need a safe word.
What's the allyship safe word?
The allyship safe word. Karen.
Karen.
We'll go with okay. Karen.
You should make a sketch about if Karen was a hot lesbian.
I mean, I feel like some of the biggest Karens are lesbians.
We have such ADD. It's crazy.
No, but that's what makes this podcast great, I think. We talk about all these different things. So, like, it affected this sort of relationship that I'm in, and we had to, like, have a conversation where it's like, I was like, I feel like I see you, but I don't spend any time with you.
Oh.
You know what I mean? And then we really worked on it, and that helped a lot. But I'm definitely at this point where I've invested so much time, money, energy, all this stuff, and I haven't seen it financially quite pay off yet, which is nerve-wracking. So I want to slow down and I want to say no, but I'm not quite there. Or maybe I am, and I'm not taking myself seriously enough.
Well, I also think it's not black and white. You're never going to be like, okay, I made it. Or like, okay, now I can vacation for the next 40 years.
Yeah.
It's that literally. In between of finding, like, for me, needing to be like, I need a day off. I'm going to sleep all day and knowing that's what I need to be able to give myself the next performance.
Yeah. I have a really hard time with that.
And you need to, or you're going to burn your shit out.
I'm already burnt out.
Yep.
I'm dust blowing across the floor.
Well, because also it's not even the physically like working part. It's the in-betweens when you're just stressing.
Yes.
That adds on too, right? Like you don't have to be physically doing anything. It's you finding time to, like for me, I always prioritize sports or I prioritize work, and I didn't realize like you really have to prioritize your relationship.
Yes. Yes.
Like, you're taught to pretend like you're too cool for stuff or like you're too busy, but then you have to be like, oh my God, I need to not do this thing I want to do for myself because I need to invest in the people around me because they actually make me happy.
Yeah, exactly. Like I hung out with what I'm calling my main. I hung out with main last night. And the first hour at dinner, we were both just like really like kind of complaining, which we don't really do a lot, but we complained the whole time. Mm-hmm. And then after an hour of just spending some concentrated date time with her, I felt so much better. I felt like, oh my God, she really like, but I don't do enough of it. There's not enough balance.
Yeah.
So I'm just feeling really out of balance. And I would say like, yeah, I'm not being a slut the way that I was and the way that I love. I miss that part of myself. Cause my thing is open. I know I'm not being super clear.
Oh,
about,
okay.
Yeah. And so you're
like, it's just hard to perform in front of an audience and then find time to go fuck. And
listen, if you're a top in your office life, you're a top on the podcast, you're a top on stage. It's hard.
Bitch,
to
you
then,
need a bottom somewhere.
I need to bottom. Someone, please let me be the little spoon. I need to bottom.
Do you know what I recently
put the call out right now?
I think Mateo Lane was talking about, speaking of Mateo Lane, how like most gay guys are not tops.
Yeah,
I didn't know this. Did you know this?
I knew that.
Most
gay guys will be like, I mean, I'll top.
Or they go, I'm first, and they go, so you're bottom.
So you're bottom, yeah, bottom for sure. No, like the amount. As a reformed male in college, I definitely encountered a lot of gays who were like, I'm totally a top. The moment they get like one drink in them, they're like, oh, hi, how are you?
I'm going to go out on a limb here and I'm going to say most people are bottoms.
I would also agree with that. Hot take. Hard agree.
Most people in general.
Most people in general are bottoms. It's hard to be a leader.
Some gay guy the other day called me a versed otter.
He called you an otter?
Yeah. What is that?
Did you forget to wax?
I know this.
I think it's because I'm part Italian.
Was your lip hair coming in?
Well, so I used to be, I used to get called an otter in college all the time because I wasn't big enough to be a bear.
Yeah.
But I wasn't small enough to be a twink.
Twink, yeah.
But in your case, I have no fucking clue what he meant.
Yeah, that's like a really weird... Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
We were drunk, but I thought it was funny because I'm like, I could see myself as like an otter type of person.
In what way?
Just like I'm silly.
You
like,
are silly.
I feel like otters are
you're
silly.
You're fun. You're going
otters
with the
aren't
flow.
Like taking themselves too seriously. You're a fucking otter, okay? Let's like let's lean into what we're good at. You're a silly little bitch with a flappy tail, okay? No one's getting intimidated when you walk in the room.
I like the idea that there is an otter in the room right now being like, I'm a hardworking woman.
Wait, am I not being an ally to otters?
You're kind of...
Boo!
And taking out of context, that could be homophobic. Hannah Burner, here's the clickbait. Hannah Burner hates otters.
Or PETA will come
and
for me.
And in the gay way. Yeah, you can't avoid it. Either PETA or the LGBTQ community is coming after
they
you.
They both come after me. Oh my God.
PETA well, and
I
the
think
gay man
Angel's,
at the same time.
Angel's fascinating because she's had the experience of like being with or like even flirting with straight men, gay women, straight women, gay men. Like that is.
Yes, this is queerness, Hannah.
That is. No, but that's
you did
fucking
it.
Fascinating. That is so fascinating because they all have different like like micro ways that they. Nuances. I'm literally realizing what being gay is right now. No, but that is fast to a boring straight person. That is like,
no, it's true.
It's beautiful.
Straight people actually do love to hear about the different like mating rituals of the different queer. Like when I talk about like what it's like to be a woman and come onto women, straight people are like, oh, holy shit. Like, I didn't know.
Yeah, because you can't hit on a straight dude the same way you'd hit on.
No.
Oh, literally. Not at all. No.
But then you also have to stay authentic to yourself.
Absolutely. So life is very strange. definitely. I feel like I picked up some skills that I did not mean to pick up in terms of flirting. Like, I did not need to realize that most masculine people are pretty easy to flirt with. Like, oh my God, there was this, there was this really butch lesbian at the gas station the other day, and I blew her socks off. Also butchest
location.
Wait, this sounds like the start of a porno.
It really does. Someone went into a writer's room and was like, okay, picture a butch lesbian. Where is she?
The gas station. So what happened?
Was she pumping diesel? Did she have a truck? Well, describe this truck.
I have no clue. No clue at all. I walked Bronco? In and I'm
I'm not the right type of gay.
You're like, bitch, I don't drive.
I walked in and I'm taller than most of the aisles, or I can at least like see over them.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'9".
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
I can kind of like, for some reason, I can kind of like peek over. I shrunk, fun fact. If you want some for fun facts. I was actually like 5'10 and a half before, and I am 5'9".
Because of the hormones?
Because of the hormones. It's really, really cool.
Science is crazy.
Science is cool. Science is so crazy.
Nuts. That is science nuts. Science is
insane. Like, the amount of shit that I've done to my body is just absolutely ridiculous.
And then
like,
everyone's so upset about trans athletes. Can you imagine being a swimmer and losing an inch and a half? That's going to throw off your whole like, oh fucking thing. Oh, my
fucking God.
I was thinking about basketball. I took a month off. Can't dunk anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
I took a month off of training recently, and going back to the gym last week has been the worst thing, but also the best thing, but the worst thing I've experienced. Because for me, I feel like taking a month off is much more detrimental to my progress than a cis person with balanced hormones taking off, right? Because my testosterone's at like 7 right now. Yeah. Like, my testosterone is damn near non-existent. So taking a month off was like letting the muscle melt off of me.
Well, mentally, that must be so hard, because every day in the gym, all you know is I want to get better. But then what you're doing for your own like self-care in your identity is like battling that.
Absolutely. Alley moment. Boom.
I was waiting for the ding. I was like, that was going on. No, but I'm thinking from an athlete's perspective.
For sure.
You're spending hours and hours to get better at your sport while also for other reasons doing things that are counteracting it. So how does that affect you emotionally?
Oh, emotionally, it's like, do you know what it feels like to, or I guess, I don't know. Imagine what it feels like to be able to pull 450, like deadlift 450.
I don't even know what you're saying.
It's like seven of you.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty, like if I were to stack like seven.
It's
Ashley.
Like seven Ashleys.
I'm kind of a stick bug.
You are. Little chicken legs.
But like doing that 2 months ago, and I walked in and tried to deadlift like 200 pounds last week, and it was the shakiest, like slowest mess I've done in years. Like I have not felt this way in years, and it took a month to get to that level. Of feeling like I haven't trained for years. It's just, there's so many other factors and risk factors that go into being an athlete and being trans and fucking with your hormones. I feel like so many people in the industry should understand that like fucking with your hormones tends to fuck up your training.
But not the people in the industry that care about that shit. It's the dad. It's the fucking armchair quarterback. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
literally,
it's not anyone who actually trains. Cause anyone who, I don't train.
Well, also her sport specifically is purely about brawn and muscle where like, if you were playing chess, it's different.
Well, chess I don't think anyone, I'm going to go out on a limb here and cancel me if you want, but I don't think anyone transitioning feels their chess game got hit.
Well,
I don't think anyone sits down and is like, man, ever since I changed my pronouns.
Emotionally, it's emotional.
I'd argue that trans women have an emotional advantage in chess. Boom. Boom. I'm able to regulate my emotion. I'm able to regulate my emotions better and therefore keep my face more still. And therefore my poker face lets me win at chess. Boom. There's the argument. Cancel me today.
Wait, my brain is blown by that. She's actually probably right.
But I'm saying, like, for example, chess by gender.
No, they shouldn't.
No,
is chess separated by gender?
They shouldn't.
They should not.
If it is, I, as an ally.
As an ally to who? Hannah?
I don't know, but as an ally to the chess.
To the chess community?
To gendering chess, that's fucked up. I mean, well, so I, as a tennis player, it's obviously a physical sport, but I never have to physically, like, touch anyone else, like where basketball is physical or football is physical. So tennis, I actually played for the boys team in my senior year of high school, and there was drama because some people were like, this isn't fair. It's actually pretty interesting. That's when I first got really into feminism, because I was like, wow, people are getting pissed off.
You talk about that on one of the many episodes you've done on this podcast.
Yeah.
I think it might have been the first or the second episode.
But it was interesting to me because I was like, I'm more skilled than these guys. I'm training way more. I don't want to lose to a high school player when I've been playing internationally.
Right.
I don't care if it's a dude. He's not putting in the time that I have.
Right.
Absolutely.
But, but your sport in just pure lifting is, I mean, obviously there's mental aspects to it, but a lot of it, you can really...
I had to adjust.
You almost missed that. You almost missed that.
Okay, I almost did, and you gave
me
a boo.
I'm pretty sure Hannah Berner almost said that trans people don't think.
You're Z-Wing me right now. Hannah Berner believes trans people don't have brains.
Hey, trans people, all brawn. Oh, keep them out of the bathroom.
But so are you taking it as like a challenge to be like, despite my hormones not helping me with this sport right now, I'm still going to be a badass?
I had to completely come at it from a different angle, like utilizing my body and angles and figuring out how to leverage the weight.
Angles
up
are an important part of being a woman. Yeah,
we love geometry, okay?
Yeah, knowing
we love
your
geometry.
Angles is important.
But like understanding leverages and understanding how my body works in relation to the weight has been more of my focus, as opposed to like how much raw muscle can I pack on, because I can't pack on raw muscle. Like my graph of improvement and progress is just everywhere, and like everybody's, but for me it's definitely like I literally can feel in the middle of a workout when my testosterone is dropped. Like I can feel it. I will get halfway through and then all of a sudden I either get nauseous, or
is that your
like
testosterone dropping? I want to know when mine drops.
So for me, what I feel,
I'm just like testosterone about to drop. I don't know. I went in. I
it's
lost
like your
the
period when you feel it happening. You're like, oh, it just dropped out.
Dropped. Your period just dropped. I would be remiss if I didn't ask you if you had gay sex this week, because that is the name of the show and the whole fucking theme.
You're gonna be so disappointed in me. I have not had any gay sex.
Dude, I talked about my work-life balance as my gay sex.
No one's judging.
No one.
You know what?
You know what this episode is? This episode is about like being in the thick of it.
Yeah.
And trying to get perspective. That's what it feels like the theme of this is.
Working off the
are
theme.
Are we flirting with anyone?
Shit.
I want the tea.
Oh my god. The tea is that I am officially non-monogamous as well. I'm gonna, you know, explore that while I'm in Seattle a little bit, and that'll be nice and fun and nice and exploratory.
Seattle is a great place to be poly. I think they invented it.
Everybody's poly.
Yeah.
Like, oh my god, I don't think I've met a single couple around my age or even slightly older that was monogamous.
Hannah's mind is being blown on this as well.
It's so funny because I had a show in Seattle. I'm like, where was everyone, Polly? I don't know.
No, not at your show.
I have a question about
at your show. Are you joking? Our audiences could not be more different.
We have to do a joint thing.
We should do a
joint
thing.
Our audiences would love each other.
They would. They would. And your audiences would be so happy to meet a gay person.
Oh,
like,
God.
They would be so stoked. Like, your
they've
audience.
They've met gay people before.
They've watched Andy Cohen. That's what they've done.
But I do like to think a lot of my listeners are like me, where, like, we actually, not a lot of girly girls follow me.
Okay.
Like, okay. They like my co-host is very girly and I'm kind of the opposite of her. So I get more
it's
of the like,
otter in you.
Exact. I have otters that follow me. I'm an otter. This is a pro otter,
again,
otter
Andy
podcast.
Cohen.
Andy Cohen. Oh my God. But Angel, what's interesting to me, because I don't have any friends who are poly. Did you meet someone who was poly and then you were like, wow, that's a lifestyle that I think I'd like? Or did you just like what made you attracted and learn about the lifestyle?
Honestly, there we go. That's a big allyship. Honestly, I went to Seattle.
You just walk in and you smell
that's
the air and you go, I
that's
want a lot
clip.
Of love.
You got off the plane and the commune was like, welcome. We rent out this airplane hangar and we're all poly in here.
You took a iced latte from a barista and you were like, this is for me.
And it said poly on it. Welcome.
I had my iced coffee and my vape and both just taste like poly.
Oh my God. Well, from a straight perspective. Well, oh, sorry.
Yeah.
No, I was
no, no, no.
Boo.
From a straight perspective.
Sorry, continue, Angel. I interrupted you with my straight bullshit.
Well, I met so many amazing people who like understood boundaries with other people just so much differently than I did. And like the idea of being very, very affectionate and very, very open and very, very like flirtatious with friends is something that I'm completely just like, yeah, I like that shit. Like I love the idea of that. And so hearing people talk about like being poly isn't just about like dating everyone, right? Like I'm able to go into any sort of relationship or friendship and understand that like we can set our own boundaries as two people, but also like without thinking about other relationships in terms of how I build that one. Does that make sense? Like when you're going into a relationship, when you're in a relationship and going into a friendship, you're immediately going into the friendship thinking about your significant other, right? And like, if that's how you get down, that's how
yeah,
you get down.
Yeah.
But I would love to build friendships without needing to consider another person, but like without somebody else being in my brain.
If there's
being
a closeness there, you don't have to be afraid of it. Like a different
absolutely.
Type of vibe. You don't have to be
absolutely.
Afraid of what that is.
Yeah, like are we going to brunch? Are we going to bang? Who knows?
Right. Or even just like on a flirty, like I've been flirting with this person. Is that okay?
Mm. Yeah.
Because when you're in an absolutely. Open, I have not talked much about my open situation and kind of on purpose. But I will say like, there is something about being queer that I think makes it easier.
Well, I was gonna say from a straight perspective, hearing you talk about these like options that you have and ways of being, like
options are a big part of being queer. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I guess yeah. because you don't have, I guess you weren't fitting into that black and white cis stuff. That you have all these beautiful options of ways of being where straight people are so like,
this is going to sound, this is the gayest shit I'm ever going to say.
Yeah.
And I hate that I'm saying this right now, but there is something hugely liberating mm-hmm. about being like, oh, all of those dating rules that you guys do, we are just not subjected to them. And when you can separate yourself from them, it actually is very cool what types of relationships you can have because you're liberated.
It's so rewarding.
You couldn't have said it better. That's what I was trying to say. Yeah, like I've lived by these rules based on
you
like-
You don't realize how many there are.
Because I fit into like being a wife. Next thing you know, all these things come with that you're just like, so this is what you do.
Do you feel like a wife?
No.
Oh, good.
No, I don't. I have my own fucking apartment. Like I'm doing my own-
Hell yeah.
But I never got to the point where I was hanging around people around me that even like had those kind of options. Like everything's
right.
Like, hey, like how's
it's
your boyfriend? How's this?
You, yeah.
It's there's such black and white rules that I had, I guess, fit into naturally. So I just went with it. So there's just this beautiful amount of, I love no rules. Like I
no
hate,
rules
I
is
hate
amazing.
Rules. So
no
the
rules
fact that
awesome.
You guys don't have rules, I think.
But you do have to put
cool.
the work in.
Yes.
To when you're making your own rules to figuring out what they are, because that's what
absolutely.
I can get.
And you keep saying the word boundaries,
yeah.
which is, I guess, important.
Gay rules.
Yeah.
yeah.
For your mental health, because you can't just be like.
Right. Lawless.
Yes.
I love,
it can't just
I love
be the
that
wild,
we said,
wild west.
I love that we said boundaries are like the gay rules when they should just be, you know, the rules, like just set your own fucking boundaries. And like being able to explore bound like your own individual boundaries with that person is so rewarding. Like being able to just kind of like set the relationship yourself without needing to rely on rules that were given to you as you grew up. Right. And like I grew up in Texas. So like monogamy and like things are very set, like you are going down this direct path. So when I chose not to go down a certain path, it was so easy for me to just say like, well, fuck the other paths. Like what's the deal with all these rules?
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that, because that's really eye opening. No, that was so fucking insightful.
No, it's true.
And I can't imagine growing up and watching like Disney movies where it's just like boy meets girl.
Yeah.
They run away together and you've met your soulmate. And there's all this talk of soulmate, 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 soulmate. And you think I need to find my soulmate.
Yeah.
Because that means I've found
my person.
And this person
encompasses everything.
Do you think that, you not? Do you not believe in soulmates, or do you not want that one person that you're with forever?
I think that, well, soulmates are made, first of all. I think soulmates are made.
I love that.
Yeah, so like you definitely like you build a soulmate. You don't just like find them, and you're like a soulmates in the idea
build
of
a soulmate
like,
is at the mall. You can actually go in and select the shell and then stuff it and make a little voice.
Oh yeah, I have a coupon for that.
I got a Groupon for a kid's birthday at Build a Soulmate.
Shit, and I was gonna say something else too, and I'm so sorry.
I had a riff.
No, it's okay.
Boo. Sorry, she needed a mall riff.
Cis riff. Cis riff, cis and riff. I'm so sorry.
Mall cop.
Oh my god.
But yeah, we were talking about soulmates and
building your own
wanting
soulmate.
That one person that understands you more than anyone.
I remember what I was gonna say. So I actually was gonna bounce off Ashley, and you were talking about like balancing the work and life and relationships and everything. And for me, I actually have just realized recently that I haven't even established my own boundary or my own balance within my work and me.
Yeah.
Right. So I can't find the time to take care of and nurture and really push a relationship. Right. Like, it's just like I value my time with myself so much right now. And I'm just not in a place of my life where I can sit and say, let's settle down and get an apartment together. And that does. And like that, there are circumstances that I'm getting out of right now where that did kind of happen. But the idea of looking towards the future and saying like, I know I can prioritize myself without making my friends or potentials like feel nervous or nasty about me
and you
as
need
a,
that
as a person.
Right now.
Yeah.
I'm definitely in the same boat. Hearing you say that, it's like, I haven't figured out how to be kind to myself. So of course, like my friendships and relationships are going to suffer a little bit.
Yeah.
I like can't even be nice to me.
Well, I always say attract the best energy when you are giving yourself that, and also even just authentic energy. It doesn't have to be good or bad. You don't have to label it.
Yeah.
But when you're really in your like alignment, I like to call it.
Yeah.
It's like you could settle for someone right now, but you want to hit your place where you know really like who you are, what you want,
and like to be able to actually give that person priority, you know, and like being poly, there's gonna be a lot more like other stuff to go along with the word priority. But in the past, being monogamous relationships, like I've always felt the need to just absolutely just that is my priority. If it's the second thing I think about in the day, if not the first. Right.
Yeah.
But to be able to live a life where I can make sure I'm good and make sure that like my shit settled before I consider somebody else's.
Some snapping.
Like that's,
we have straight woman snapping.
Like straight woman snapping.
Straight woman snapping. That's just been the plan and the goal.
She's like, can you tell a straight woman to please stop snapping during my monologue?
Trans women everywhere being like, straight women, you gotta stop snapping. The snapping. Cis women, I'm trying to get a sentence out. Can you please stop snapping?
No,
there's like a trans woman support group where they're like, people just will not stop snapping whenever I speak. Look, I get it. They love me, but it's a little bit much.
That's a clip. She literally was like, she's still snapping. No, that
or
was
just
really
hitting us with
powerful.
The, you're so brave.
She dares to love herself.
You're so brave. You're actually so gorgeous. Wow. And I'm like, actually?
No.
Trans women support group is like, that. They won't stop telling me how beautiful I am. And look, I get it. I love myself. But at a certain point, it feels a little
inauthentic.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I would kick someone in the shin.
Well, let's ask Hannah. So, this has been a really great full episode. Well, did you have gay sex this week, Hannah? No,
I did not. Hug my friend this morning.
Me?
Wow.
Did we hug?
Someone else. Sorry, I cheated on you.
Did you hug Darren Karp this morning?
Wait.
Did you hug Ellie Colbert this morning? Who are you hugging? What brown-haired dyke were you hugging?
You get jealous of my other lesbian friends.
All your brown-haired dykes.
You have a list ranking all my lesbian friends and where you are on
them. I know where I am, Hannah.
Where are you?
I'm number 3.
You laugh, but this is actually what happens here in Texas.
Laughed a little too hard at that one. You know, as a comedian, you can tell the different types of laughs.
Yes.
One of them we call the recognition laugh. I'm Hannah Berner's number 3 lesbian.
Oh my God, I can't breathe. Yeah, I count my lesbian friends. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm an ally. I count my lesbian friends. I know you didn't have gay sex this week. You have your own apartment?
Oh, okay. So.
I love your progressive straight shit.
Yes.
I love your butchy straight girl stuff.
I did meet a man who's 46 and like...
You're married.
Independent.
He's a great comedian.
Great comedian. But like, he's pretty independent. I'm pretty independent. And I'm also at a point in my career where I'm like very focused on it. And I do have to be better.
You're kind of thriving.
I'm trying, but I do have to be better at being like, I have to consider other people in my life.
Mm-hmm. And including the one I'm legally bonded
exactly.
to.
Exactly. But it's funny. Yeah, you get some papers. And I guess us getting engaged was him kind of being like showing like, I love you. I want you. And then we're like, oh fuck, I guess we're getting married. Like it's weird. But then basically the woman next door to us passed away. Rest in peace. So I was like, I'm going to get that apartment. So
I love that you practice saying rest in peace so that your knee jerk reaction isn't, fuck yeah, we're expanding the living room.
It was a convenient death. And so I started to decorate it and I didn't like run anything by him.
I'm messing around. Yeah. It sounds like the order of events was this woman died. They're carrying her still warm body out of the living room and you're in there with throw pillows.
I'm like, let's change the oven. So, I joke that we have our apartment and my apartment and I haven't asked him anything. Like I painted the kitchen green. I have like an orange living room. You have to see, I've decorated it.
I know. It's
crazy shit. Like I love it.
I've
never had a place that was mine that I also can like know I'm going to be here for a while.
Yeah.
Cause in a New York City apartments, it looked, my
you
rooms
bought
look
it or
like
you
hospital
rent it?
Rooms. I bought it.
Oh.
So
oh, hell
I've
yeah.
like, I've, it's mine. And we joke, but it's like, yeah, it's my apartment. And if I want, I have that space. And it's a weird level of, I guess, just because you have a paper doesn't mean you guys have to be like become conjoined twins.
Yes.
Like I'm living my life. He's living his life. We might, you know, have a family together in the future. He's my emotional kind of rock.
Yeah.
And I'm his.
Yeah.
And I'm very attracted to him. And I guess he's, I hopefully
but
still talks
to me. But having your own space is so important.
It's so powerful.
I don't even use it a lot, but it's there if I need it. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of just there. I bought a workout thing and he's working out in there and I'm like, it's my apartment. Get out of my apartment.
But the fact that you can, I do really believe that independent space is so critical for
mm-hmm. so
maybe,
critical.
Maybe I'm saying this as a chronically codependent person mm-hmm. or a priorly chronically codependent person, mm-hmm. but like being able to have your own stuff that the other person can't touch,
mm-hmm.
Isn't that so important?
It is also like when you're working, I don't care if they're like letting you work. The fact that they're there, you don't get
yes.
in that same focus
yes,
zone
you
when you're
can.
Just
yeah,
alone,
absolutely.
Like no pants on, just like chugging coffee, like.
Yeah.
That's what I do when I'm working at home.
No, we're like, when Des is there,
you're talking to him, like he's watching you.
Absolutely.
It's not the same. So I like having a space where I can just like get in my own stuff.
Well, when I'm doing my stand up, I'm walking around the fucking room talking to myself.
Like, yeah, we're literal crazy people. You know, when doing we're alone.
My, you know, it's very hard to do with someone else around. We're going to close on that straight snapping. Did you? Could you hear the whiteness of that snap? I certainly
like
could.
There was so much white intensity with that snap. It came through the screen. And
that is
the
white noise. What we just heard. You can fall asleep to that at night. White noise is just like, you're, girl, you are gorgeous. Yeah, you do, you girl boss. Yes,
you actually look amazing.
You actually look amazing. Honestly, round of applause for Hannah. Did not fuck up once.
I mean, I teetered. The snapping was...
No, but it was done
you.
Ironically.
No, but Angel also, thank you for being so vulnerable and open,
yeah,
and
you're a wonderful
answering
guest.
All the questions I threw at you.
You're such a fan.
And making me feel
fave.
Comfortable to ask them.
It's what I'm here for.
Well, where can people find you and what are you working on? Because you do a ton of, in addition to like just your content and stuff like that, you do a ton of advocacy and activism, and it's really great what you're doing.
Well, thank you so much. Anybody can find me at my Instagram, at Archangel Joy. I have a new team program released actually these past couple weeks. You get to subscribe to a team and you get access to me over an app. You get programming for when you go to the gym. And I get to tell you nice things and speak to you sweetly while you suffer. and outside of that, like I said, I'm moving to Seattle. So if you're in the Seattle area and you want to come over to Rain City Fit, and if you want to see me, I might be there one of these days. Soon.
Rain City
so,
Fit, you got to go.
Wow.
Rain City Fit,
so exciting.
You got to go. You have to go.
And Hannah, you are the best.
Oh.
Would you plug your stuff for
thank
being
you.
Here and offering your straight services?
I've got my straight services. I'm the straight correspondent. Honestly, I love all of everyone who listens to your podcast.
I love those people.
If you're listening right now, Hannah Berner loves you.
No, I couldn't think of the word listeners.
all you gay people.
I love the guys. No, but yeah, come to one of my stand-up shows. Go to Hannah Berner. I'm going to a lot of different cities. Miami, Vermont. I'm like, where are the gays? San Diego. I'm also going
are you
to
specifically choosing Salt these
Lake
because
City?
You're gay?
No, these are cities I'm actually
San
going
Diego
to.
San Diego is gay. Vermont, I would say, is gay. What was
Salt
the other
Lake
one?
City?
Salt Lake City, I would say, is not.
Well, are all Mormons gay. Oh, actually gay?
Definitely the gayest place in Utah.
Of Utah, Salt Lake City's gay.
Gays of Utah.
And I'm about to announce like Michigan and DC and all that shit. Whatever. If you love Ashley, you'll love my stuff.
You will. She's a great comic. And
I go, yeah, I'm pretty much what Ashley does, just a little straighter.
Just a straight version.
I just joke more about fuckboys, but everyone knows a fuckboy.
Oh, I joke about fuckboys because
Ashley is a fuckboy.
I am one. I identify
but
as a
but thank
fuckboy.
You for having me. I love you guys.
And for me, guys, patreon.com/WHGS. I'm really trying to look. We're sort of in a list where we've kind of plateaued the past few months. We're not growing a ton.
I love how you put pressure on the listeners to get it up.
Motherfucker.
Like, guys, we need you better.
I'm trying. I offer the $1 tier for a reason. Mm-hmm. It's a very affordable tier and it really, really helps. So if a bunch of you did the $1 tier, we can keep this going. But if not, I'm going to be that traumatic parent. It might die. No, I'm messing around. But if not,
you don't support the gays.
But yes, go check it out. And then my tour dates, go to ashleygavin.com. Sign up for my text alert because we're going to be dropping a ton.
I'm actually
I'll
subscribed
you.
To your texts.
Are you really?
Yeah, I just
I don't
like
really
to know.
Send New York ones.
Yeah, but occasionally I like to know where you're at.
You could text me.
No, that's okay.
I'm number three.
Yeah, it's okay. I'd rather getting random generic texts from you.
Okay. No, that's fine. Happy New Year, listener. Donate to my fucking Patreon. Patreon.com/WHGS. Yeah, I'm funding for the special there. And so many people have told me it's the most high value Patreon they've ever donated to. There's live streams. There's bonus episodes. There's uncut episodes. There's my stand up. There's cameos. There's all kinds of stuff. So go check it out or come see me live. Get on my text list. The tour dates are not 100% set. So let me text you when I come to your city. And yes, it's for international as well. If you prefer email, we have that option as well. And my gay thought. Do you remember the feeling of going back to school and feeling, oh my God, it's a new year. I can reclaim who I am. And maybe this year I will not be gay. Maybe this year I'll pass as straight and a boy or girl will have a crush on me and I can fix it. You remember that feeling? I think it's interesting that I mean, I do like the opportunity for a new, fresh slate, a clean slate, but time is a construct. Every day matters the same as the day before and the day after. No one day, no one event, and I'm saying this as someone with a lot of fucking big events that have really altered my life, but no one can really alter your life. We are a collection of these days and these moments. People are going to be like, is Ashley okay? I am okay. What I'm trying to say is you are who you are because of everything that's already come and will come in the future. You will come in the future, listener. If you want to accomplish something, set your goal, but also know that you already are the greatness inside of you. It's there. You don't need this resolution thing. Does this make sense? Listener, if you're not watching the YouTube, I'm waving my arms in. Is this okay? Do we understand? Do we get what I'm trying to say? What I'm trying to say is every day is that opportunity. But also don't stress because you got tomorrow. Be present with who you are. Alex, good luck editing this. All right. I love you guys.